Hi, mister. I'm really sorry, but we have to close now. It's nearly 1 a.m. We're not allowed to serve alcohol after 1 by law. Maybe you want to find somewhere else to drink? Thanks for showing me your watch. Yes, I can see that it's still 5 to 1. So yes, technically, legally, I can make you one more drink. But I was about to close. As you can see, you're the last patron in here. It's been a quiet evening, and my shift is about to end. Yes, I know there isn't much else open around here. This isn't the best of neighborhoods. Not many tourists come here. You'll give me a $20 tip if I fix you one more drink? Are you sure? You're really that keen on one more drink, are you? Has it been one of those days? Oh. You can't sleep. You're massively jet-lagged. Aw, poor thing. That sounds dreadful. You do look a little bit pale. This is the third day you can't sleep? Aw, okay. You know what? I'm going to make an exception for you. I've got just a drink for you. This will help you fall asleep in no time. It's my personal slumber special. It will have you sleepy in no time. Here you go. Do you like it? I knew you would. This will make you very dreamy in no time. Don't drink it too fast. Are you here on holiday? It's a beautiful city, isn't it? I'm sure you'll love it. No, bartendering isn't just a temporary thing for me. I'm in grad school studying psychology. But enough about me. What about you? Are you traveling alone? Really? That's a surprise. A good-looking guy like you? I'm still surprised to see a foreigner like you in this neighborhood. It's not the best part of town. It can be a bit rough. Tourists have been robbed, so they don't come here anymore. But don't worry, you're safe here with me. I'll look after you. What time is it? Can I see your watch? We need to keep an eye on the time. That drink I gave you, it will make you sleepy very fast. But we still have a bit of time. You poor thing. Not being able to sleep and to relax while being on holiday? Soon you'll be able to sleep in your hotel room. You'll close your eyes, leave your worries behind, and relax. Relax and feel all the heaviness lift from you. You'll feel light and renewed. You could almost fall asleep right now, couldn't you? I can see it. Just relax. Relax. And breathe in and out, in and out, and relax. And while you relax, I'm going to have another quick look at your watch, Warner. Let me take your hand and let me have a closer look. That's a very nice watch you have there. Looks very expensive. Just relax, breathe in and out. That's a really nice expensive looking watch. But it also looks very heavy, and you need to relax. You feel light, but your hand with that watch feels very heavy. Let me help you feel light in all of your body. I'm just going to take that heavy watch off your wrist for a moment, okay? To help you relax. Just relax and breathe in and out. And I'm going to slide that heavy watch off your arm so you can relax better. Here we go. I got it. Great. Doesn't that feel nice? Relax. This is a really nice watch. You have excellent taste. Wow. Is this a real Rolex? No. This can't be true. You wouldn't. You simply wouldn't bring such an expensive watch on holiday to such a poor country, would you? Darling, why would you do that? Don't you know that there is no way you won't get robbed for it? And it looks brand new too. You're so lucky I found you. Don't fall asleep, foreigner. I know you're so tired, but you can't sleep yet. I need to talk to you about this. You see this? Yes, this is your watch, sweetheart. I can't believe I'm saying this to a grown man, but have you lost your senses? This is a very dangerous neighborhood. You can't be running around here wearing such an expensive watch. I know you haven't slept in days. You're dazed, and you can't think straight. But look at your watch. Do you see how it reflects the light? It really attracts attention, don't you agree? You just have to look at it. It's a very beautiful watch, and I bet it was very expensive. How much did you pay for this? Don't be shy. You can tell me. It's a beautiful watch. I know you want girls to notice it. How much did you pay for it? Huh. Wow. That much? That's even more than I thought. That's crazy. You just bringing it such an expensive watch into this bar and in this neighborhood at this time. Stay with me, foreigner. Don't you drift off. I know that drink has made your mind very foggy, and you're finding it very hard to think. But stay with me. Here, focus on your watch. You paid a small fortune for this watch, so don't take your eyes off of it. This watch is very important to you, isn't it? Why else would you bring it with you on holiday? Don't take your eyes off of it. Wearing this watch makes you very happy. You like wearing it so much. You can't stop looking at it. Darling, I know you're very tired, and you want to relax. If you can just keep looking at it, you will feel so happy and relaxed. Nothing else matters. Just focus on your watch. You can't stop looking at it. Nothing else is important. It's such a pretty watch. You work so hard for it. It was so expensive. It makes you happy. Just looking at it makes you happy and relaxed. Without this watch, you can't be happy. You can't stop looking at it. Without this watch, you can't relax. You can't stop looking at it. Without this watch, you can't sleep. You can't stop looking at it. But sweetheart, such a beautiful, expensive, and shiny watch attracts a lot of attention, especially in a foreign country, in a place like this. I know looking at your watch makes you happy and relaxed. Otherwise, you never would have been so foolish to bring it here. But you are a foreigner, and you attract thieves. Every thief in this town wants to rob you. Everybody here is a thief. Everybody in this town wants to take your watch from you. Everybody wants to have your expensive watch. Everybody wants to steal your happiness. As soon as you leave this bar, they will steal your watch, and you're way too sleepy and too tired to fend them off. Then they will take it from you, and your happiness will be gone. You won't be able to sleep, and I know how tired you are, working non-stop all year to buy such an expensive watch. Darling, if you lose it, the thought alone makes you shiver, doesn't it? What a terrible feeling. They will take it from you, no doubt. Your brand new expensive watch, you've taken so good care of it, and you will never see it again. And they won't take good care of it. It's gonna get all banged up, and all scratched up, and used up in no time. And it's going to look old and tired, and you will soon look old and tired too, because you won't be able to find rest without it. Listen to me, sweetheart. You are a foreigner, and you attract thieves. And as soon as you leave this bar, they will steal your watch. They will easily take it off of you, because you're too tired. You can barely stay awake. Your watch isn't safe with you anymore, and you can't be wearing it anymore. Aw, I know. You look so tired. All you want to do is look at your watch and relax. Is there someone you could trust to look after your watch for you? Somebody who could keep it safe for you? Do you know anyone in this town? Just me. Could I look after your expensive watch? Would I keep it for you? Well, if you're asking me like this, well, I guess I could do it for you. Let me put it on my wrist. Nice. What a nice watch. Your luxury watch looks really nice on me, don't you think? A little bit loose, maybe, but I like it. I like that it looks so good on me, and it's so safe on my wrist. Seeing your precious watch safe, dangling like that, on my delicate wrist makes you very happy and relaxed. You were so worried about your watch, and you're happy now. Feels so good to have somebody you can trust, wouldn't you agree? It feels so relaxing. But don't fall asleep yet. As you can see, your watch dangling from my wrist. I want you to remember how much you trust me. You completely trust me. It feels so good to trust me. You trust me with your precious watch. You trust me with your happiness. No need to worry anymore. No need to think. I'm taking such good care of your expensive watch. I know what's best for your watch. And that means, from now on, I know what's best for you. Seeing your watch dangling from my wrist, you know that I know best. Whatever I tell you is the best for you. All you need to do from now on is do exactly as I say. I wear your watch, you do as I say. And you are happy and relaxed. Good. You're a good foreigner. As long as you see your watch on my wrist, you will do exactly as I say. I wear your watch, and you do as I say. You trust me completely. And if you're my good foreigner and always do as I say, I'm gonna take extra good care of you and your watch. I still can't believe how much you paid for this. Men and their status symbols. Now listen to me, foreigner. Your expensive watch is safe with me. But given how careless you are, there might be other valuables you have brought with you on holiday, which might also get robbed. Because I want the best for you, I want to help you keep them safe. Okay? Did you bring other expensive things with you on holiday? A camera? A very expensive camera? I see. Where is it? You left it at the hotel. Okay. So why don't we go back to your hotel and you can show me your expensive camera, and maybe, if you're a good foreigner, I will take good care of your watch and you. And the way you have been looking at me, I know you would like that a lot. And then you can relax and you can finally sleep. But first, you have to pay for your drinks. I know you're very relaxed right now. So let me take care of paying. All I need is your wallet, and I can take care of your paying. Give me your wallet. I know you're very tired, and I don't want to hold us up, so I'm just going to take all of it. That should be enough for the drinks. But, just in case, if I wanted to give myself a little tip for looking after your watch, what's your PIN code? Darling, you trust me, right? I wear your watch. You want me to be nice to you and your watch. You do as I say. So, what's your PIN code, darling? Good. Good boy. Let me just take note of that code. And here's another card. What if I paid with this one? What would be the code for this one? Very good. You're making me so happy trusting me like that. And that means I'm extra nice to your watch. And then one more card. What's the code for this one? Excellent. Let me just make a note of that. Great. I think we're done here. Let's go to your hotel and you can show me your other valuables. You've been such a good foreigner so far. And if you continue to be a good foreigner, I will take extra good care of you and your watch. This is a very nice hotel room. You have very good taste. Do you want to see more of me? I can see that you do. Do you want me to take good care of you, foreigner? I will take such good care of you. But before I show you more of me, I want to get to know you better. And you know what would be such a nice way to get to know each other? If you would let me look through your phone. I know that requires a lot of trust. But luckily for you, you don't need to think about it. I wear your watch and you trust me and you do as I say. Now give me your phone. This is a nice phone. What's your PIN code? You're such a good foreigner. Let's have a look. Seems like you're very active on dating apps. All of them. You're really keen to meet someone, huh? Now, let's look at your browser. You're reading a lot of news and... Seriously? This is the kind of stuff that you look on your phone? Darling, you're a good-looking guy. Do you really need to watch this kind of stuff? I guess you're lonely. Now, a lot of people these days, they all do their banking online. So, they have a little app for everything. Are you on one of them? Ah, here we are. Everything is organized in a nice little folder called Finance. Neat. I love how organized you are, foreigner. Let's take a look at your banking app and see how much you have on your accounts. It looks like the app wants your face ID to log in. Look at me. Just look straight at me. Very good. I'm now logged in to your banking account. That's a very healthy banking account. And wow, your savings account? That's a lot of money. Why do you have so much money on your account, darling? Are you wealthy? Just working hard, huh? Your job must pay okay then. Well, good for you. You're a good worker. What have you been saving for? A new car? Honey, you definitely don't need a new car. Cars are bad for the environment. All those possessions. They are just weighing you down. And then you can't relax and you can't sleep. You really don't need a new car. Trust me. I think you're making poor financial decisions, foreigner. Buying this expensive watch and bringing it here, saving up so much money and then wanting to spend it on a new car. I can think of so many better things to do with this amount of money. No wonder you can't sleep. Knowing that you have saved up all this money and having no help in spending it. But don't worry, I can help you with that. You're so lucky you found me. I will keep this money safe. So it can be spent on the right things. I can look after your money, and I know just the place where we can keep it until I have the right use for it. Yes, my account. So let me just go ahead and I will transfer all these savings over to my account. Electronic transfer. Here we go. It's all transferred over. All your life savings are now safe in my account. Isn't that just the biggest relief? Wow, I'm so happy I can do this for you, foreigner. I like looking after people and taking care of them. While I'm in your banking app, let me check something else. Yes, that's what I thought. Looks like I can also adjust the spending limit of your credit cards via your banking apps. Since I will be holding on to your cards for the next few days, I want to make sure your credit card levels are under control. So let me look after this for you too. Wow, you have such a nice credit rating, and no credit card debt at all, which means we can increase the spending limit on your card by quite a lot. Wow, by that much? Your bank is willing to give you a lot of credit, and I mean a lot. You're such a good foreigner. Amazing. So, that's also done now. This is so exciting. I'm so excited about helping you, foreigner. I think we're nearly done here, but I remembered you brought an expensive camera with you. Where is it? Over there? That's a very nice camera. It's good that you told me all about it. This would definitely also have gotten stolen from you, foreigner. But don't worry, I will take care of it for you while I'm here. Shall I take a very quick look through your suitcase to make sure we haven't forgotten anything valuable? You're so tired and jet-lagged, and judging by the bulge in your pants, a bit distracted. You may have forgotten something valuable in there that might have gotten stolen. So, let me take a quick look while I'm here. What else do you have in here? An iPad. I knew you were forgetting something. Let me also take that. And more cash. I'll hold on to that for you. Your passport and your driver's license. I'll leave them in your suitcase. But I'm also going to take a quick photo of them. You never know what it might be useful for you. I think that's all. Hang on. There's a little box. What's that? Oh, is that what I think it is? Viagra. A box of Viagra. Ah, darling, do you have problems down there? I would have never guessed. Judging by that tent in your pants down there, you certainly seem to have no problems with me. Viagra, huh? A good-looking guy like you. You're not the youngest, but you're not that old. You shouldn't have any problems. You're just watching too much porn. That's bad for you. You shouldn't do that. I know you're single and you're working too much. All that stress and poor sleep? You probably haven't been sleeping well for a very long time. Nobody looking after you, and then you're all tired and exhausted, and you struggle down there. That's not good. But you don't seem to be struggling now here with me. Seems like everything is working fine down there. The only struggle is fitting into your pants. That's kind of cute. I guess it's because for the first time in a very long time, you're so happy and relaxed. Because I'm taking such good care of you and your expensive watch. Is that it? It feels so nice to feel aroused when you're happy and relaxed, doesn't it? Aw, you poor thing. A good foreigner like you, I don't want to see you struggle down there. Let me help you get more aroused more easily. Do you want me to help you? Yes? Okay. I wasn't going to leave you too many long-term triggers, but I want to help you. So, I'm going to snap my fingers now, and I'm going to leave you a little bit of suggestions. And at the end, I'm going to hold your watch to your lips, and if you kiss it, this will become a permanent trigger for you. Okay? Ready? Look at your watch on my wrist. Watch it. You feel so happy and relaxed, and all you want to do is do as I say. From now on, all you need to do to get hard is ask the girl you want to be with if she would wear your watch. And as soon as she puts your expensive heavy watch on her delicate wrist, you will get very aroused for her. You will get rock hard for her, and you will stay horny for her for as long as she wears your watch, and you will make amazing love to her until she is fully satisfied and happy. If you want this, kiss your watch, and this is how it will be from now on. Aw, you kissed it 3 times. I'm so happy for you. You won't have problems down there anymore. And you'll make a girl very happy. In fact, seeing that you're so eager and seeing what a good foreigner you've been tonight, let me make this a bit stronger so you can become the perfect boyfriend. Watch the watch that is on my wrist and do as I say. From now on, as soon as your girl puts your expensive watch on her delicate wrist, you will get so aroused for her. You will do whatever she asks of you, and nothing will make you happier than to make your princess happy. Now kiss the watch. Good, foreigner. I'm so happy for you. You see that this is the best for you. Oh, wow. Looks like you're suddenly even more aroused now. Is there anything you can do to make your princess happy? Did you call me your princess? That's so funny. Yeah, I guess I'm your princess right now, since I'm wearing your watch. And all you want to do is make your Rolex princess watch happy, right? Aw, that's so cute. My happiness is your happiness. Well then, I'll allow you to make me happy, spending this evening with you, taking care of you and your watch. I'm feeling a little bit excited myself. Your princess has this tingling feeling down there. I wouldn't have sex with you. Of course not. I don't do one-night stands. But I have this tingling feeling down there. So I'll allow you to look after me a bit. Why don't you lay down on the bed and I can be on top of you. And your princess will allow you to pleasure her down there. I'll allow you to kiss me and lick me, and I'll allow you to show me your gratitude for looking after you so well by laboring your tongue between my thighs and maybe between my cheeks. I know, this is very generous of me. I can see how excited you are about that. You do want to make me happy, don't you? Yeah, I can see that. So lie down, and I'll let you taste your princess. Well, that was nice. You've made your princess so happy. It's so cute how happy that makes you. You're such a good foreigner. But look at the time. It's nearly morning. Your princess will have to leave soon. Will you see me again tomorrow? Probably not tomorrow. I have a lot of shopping to do tomorrow. As you know, this place is full of thieves, and we increased the spending limit on your cards. So, I want to make absolutely sure nobody can take advantage of you. So, I will take care of maxing out your cards myself. It's for your best. Designer bags, designer shoes, diamond earrings, bracelets, and jewelry. I promise you, I'll try to rake up as much of a mountain of credit card debt, all just for you. I'll go for everything there is. I promise. And I'll have to go to a luxury watch store so I can get your watch fitted perfectly for my delicate wrist. They'll have to downsize the strap. Yeah, it won't fit you afterwards anymore. Is that a problem? If it is, I can give you your expensive watch back right now. No, you want me to put your precious watch back on my wrist? That's what I thought. Do you want your watch to stay with me forever? Wow, that's a fast yes. Are you sure? Because if you say yes, then we should make this permanent. I wear your watch. I'm your princess. You do as I say. Look at your watch. This is my expensive Rolex now. It's no longer yours. It's now mine. Kiss my watch, and this is how it will be from now on. Perfect. Good foreigner. Look at my watch and do as I say. You never had a beautiful watch like this. You will lose all memory of ever having such a beautiful, expensive watch. You will have no memory of ever owning such an expensive watch. You always wanted one, but you could never afford it. You never had an expensive watch. Give my watch a kiss. Naughty foreigner, you've given my watch a smudge. Look at my watch and do as I say. Now, about the money on your bank account. The thing is, you never had any money. All you had was a lot of credit card debt. When the bank calls you throughout the next few days to confirm the transactions,
you will just approve them and agree that they are all yours. When you get back home and see your bank statements, you will ignore all the transactions. You don't need to investigate any further. You never had an expensive watch, and you never had any money on your bank account. No watch, no money. Now kiss my watch. I see you looking at my watch a lot. Do you like it? Of course you do. Fits me so perfectly, doesn't it? A beautiful, elegant, super expensive luxury watch for a young, beautiful princess like me. A perfect match. Would you like to own a watch too? Of course you do, darling. Everybody would like to have a watch like this. But honey, I want to be honest with you. Knowing how broke you are, there won't be an expensive watch on your wrist for a long time. In fact, knowing your finances, no savings, a mountain of credit card debt, I think you should cancel this holiday. You can't afford it. Tonight, you will fall asleep and have the best sleep of your life. Tomorrow, you will wake up feeling happy, refreshed, and full of energy. Your tiredness will be forgotten. You don't need a holiday anymore. Tomorrow, you will cancel your hotel, and with the saved money, buy an early flight home. When you get back, you will go back to work right away, happy and full of energy, and you will be twice as productive as before. You will work hard and maybe even get a second job, and you will pay off your credit card debt as soon as you can. When your cards are paid off, you will work even harder, and you will save every dollar so you can buy yourself the most expensive, shiny luxury watch you can afford. And then you will find yourself a princess who wears it for you. This is how it will be. Now kiss my watch. I believe in you, foreigner. Will you see me again? Who knows? Maybe I will be that princess you find. You never know. First, you must save again like a good foreigner, but for now, you're out of time. So, let me take care of you one last time. Look at my watch. Look at my expensive, pretty watch and do as I say. Open your trousers and take out your dick and slowly start to jerk your cock. When I count, you will come as quickly as you can. I'm your princess, and you don't want to waste my precious time. So, come as fast as you can. When you come, you will drift off into a happy, relaxed sleep. You will forget me and everything that has happened here tonight. You won't be able to remember my face and what I look like. You won't remember meeting me, but you will remember all the commands I have given you. And you will do as I said. And you will be happy and refreshed. And this feeling will stay with you from now on. Kiss my beautiful, expensive watch on my delicate wrist one more time. Good. This is how it will be. Are you ready? Remember, you will come as quickly as you can. Because my time is precious. 10. 9. 8. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep tight, foreigner.